Hello and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham Ashby. And today we are going to kick off the month of independence. November in Barbados is celebrated as Independence Month. And who better to start with having a national conversation but Maria Holder Small, change activist, and Bonnie Leonce, facilitator with the National Transformation Initiative. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Maria, let's start with you. Tell us about the National Transformation Initiative, which was formerly called the National Training Initiative.
Yes, thank you, Yudalee. The National Transformation Initiative, which is known as NTI, as you rightly said, formerly the National Training Initiative, has a role as part of government's retraining and retooling program, which many of us call RERE, itself within the Barbados Economic Recovery and Transformation, known as the BERT program.
Right.
This training is the main source for something much larger. So it's not just a training initiative, but more, which is the process of national transformation for Barbados. So we are calling it, we are saying training, hashtag training for transformation.
Nice.
And NTA is an added voice in the role for equality and inclusion for persons with disabilities.
Okay. So when was it established?
This was established in July, and the name Transformation was changed in the Prime Minister Tron's speech.
Okay. Now, tell us about some of the courses, the programs that will be conducted under the NTI.
Okay, the first thing would be my role as a change activist. Some of the courses that we are going to be doing, and I would say I'll give the website now, because all of the courses are on our website. They are accessible and easy to navigate. So you can go on to www.npi.org.bb and experience it for yourself. So we have entrepreneurship. Now, we know that starting a business requires a specific mindset to ensure that you are successful. So this introductory course seeks to assist participants with some of the initial questions and decisions. That's one. We also have our citizenship course. Now, this is designed to help participants gain self-confidence and a better understanding of their place in society. There's also occupational health and safety. This training is extremely vital since we are all exposed to this worldwide health threat. You'll be exposed to preventative and protective measures for safe and healthy working conditions that mitigate against workplace-related accidents. There's also the core skills. Now, this one is designed to help participants to acquire appropriate self-knowledge as well as the skills necessary to craft and implement a personal strategy to adapt to change in general and change in the workplace in particular. Excellent course. Then there's the online safety. Now, being safe online means that you are actively protecting yourself from potential threats that might impact your personal information. And it's always good to be on top of what can happen, especially when you see different things popping up on your screen, communications, and even your overall well-being. And, of course, we have a new and exciting course coming online, and it is our beginner's sign language course. And my simple description would be to introduce the course training, would introduce participants to the basics, basics of the American Sign Language, which we all call ASL, and how to effectively utilize this mode of communication to interact with our deaf community here in Barbados. We all know that we all learn different languages. We learn Spanish, we learn French, we learn anything, German even, and sign language is a must. It's important for us to be able to communicate with our deaf and for our deaf to be aware of what is going on around us, around them. Therefore, NTA has seen it fit to bring this course online. And it's not for, you know, you may ask, who is it for? It's for everyone. Each of us should. And who else would be the better person to have on board to be facilitating this course would be well-known and experienced in this field as one of the best sign language interpreters in Barbados, Pauline Leon, who can go a bit further into what you can expect when you sign up for this course. And before, for all of these courses, you will be certified at the end, but we can come back to that after Bonnie enlightens us.
Right. Well, before we go to Bonnie, Maria, can you tell us in terms of, are all the courses offered online?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All of the courses are offered online, so it's easy for you. You don't have the hustle of the transport and the commuting. It's offered online, and there is no, as long as you stay within the NTI's platform, there is no data charges applied to your, from your phone.
Okay, nice.
Yes, as long as you stay within the NTI platform. If it takes you out to another website, well, then that is out of our reign. But the data charges is free, no data charges. Once you have that internet connection, no data will be taken off your phone.
Right. And why would you think that the National Training Initiative, the NTI, needed to conduct a sign language course?
Well, as I said earlier, it is important that, it's like we don't want to just be talking the talk and not walking the walk. Having a change artivist for persons with disabilities alone, we would see the need for inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And one group from our community that is usually left out is the deaf. So we saw it fitting as our director, Dr. Allison Laycock, she had the passion from the passion and the vision from day one to make sure that persons with disabilities were included. So it's by no surprise that we do have this. So just as if we are offering all of these other courses, I mean, you can go now and you can be certified when you're finished with even the online and safety. Excellent course, as I said. Therefore, the deaf has not been left out. So we expect the whole of Barbados to get on board and see the importance of learning another language from the comfort of your home.
Nice. So, Bonnie, share with us in terms of how easy or difficult is it to prepare the course content for this sign language course.
Hi, morning, Yudali. The course content is not difficult. It wasn't difficult to put together. What we have been seeing unfolding is the information that we want to put out there. Let me first say that I will be working alongside with a deaf community member. And I think that's very important for people to understand, because not only, as you would know very well, nothing about us without us, the owners of the language should be involved in the execution and what is involved in the actual program. So, well, I will be the facilitator of the program there. And persons who take the course will see a deaf community member, a Barbadian, a deaf Bajan in it. And we want it to be, even though it's an American Sign Language course, and that's the method that we use, you will be seeing some things that are Bajan, and that is obviously deliberate. But the working out of the rolling out the program and its content has been, you know, once we start, we see how we can improve. And I think this would be really good for everybody to participate in. And one of the reasons, one of my main reasons for teaching, period, will always be for people to understand that sign language is a bona fide language. It is not just something that people do with their hands or just some gesture that somebody who can't hear makes. This is a language. And the only difference between this and, let's say, what we learn in secondary school right now, with here, which is French and Spanish, and some people are learning Mandarin, the only difference is that one is spoken and one is signed. So when people do it, I want them to come with the mentality that they are learning a language, and a language that is used by a group of people who are normally, as you would know, left out. So we want people to be able to communicate, and we want access and equality and inclusion. And that comes when we can all speak the same language, when we all understand each other better. So that is one of the main reasons. And that's why we want people from different spheres of the environment and life to take part in this, because you have the ability to bridge a gap between the deaf world and the hearing world. And there are deaf people out there, and as you would know, you can't tell by seeing. So, you know, sometimes it is always good to learn, so that when we are faced with this, and not only faced with it as in being able to communicate with members of the deaf community, but then it opens up a world where the deaf have access now to education, and they have access to more job opportunities. Why? Because people speak their language and communication can take place.
I think this is so critical to the development of our society, because,
absolutely,
as you correctly said, inclusion is vital. And when we have sectors of our society left behind, then it is really difficult to rid our country of some of the ills that confront us. And therefore, having this sign language course online is another gateway to helping Barbadians and other citizens, not only in Barbados, but maybe throughout the Caribbean, who can learn the language and will be able to communicate. Because one of the major challenges I have is the deaf and hard of hearing who try to access services, but because the personnel at that agency or business does not know sign language, it becomes difficult to provide a meaningful and quality service. So I think this course will definitely provide that opportunity to learn and to be able to embrace the deaf and hard of hearing community.
And one more thing, Udali, as you said that the deaf are among us, and they want to be included. So two things. One, because of NTI, it means now that the deaf community can also do courses that are on this platform. So,
right,
you know, and they are very tech savvy, and with good reason, because as you would know, technology has made it easier now to be able to communicate on various levels. But the other thing that I wanted to point out as far as persons learning how to sign, how to communicate is, one thing I always tell my students is, you know, we put the burden on the deaf community to try to lip read, to understand what we are writing back and forth in notes, to everything. The burden is always on them. But can we do better by learning their language? Can we even it out some more? So,
of course,
it is not just about them trying to, and people think they're the greatest lip readers. They're not. None of us are. They learn to lip read because they have to try to figure out. They don't have a choice. And, you know, why can't we take even some of that pressure and burden off in the simplest of ways by just learning how to sign? So I think the scales become a little more balanced when we decide to take the first step and learn how to communicate. And, you know, people usually ask me, well, how long does it take to be like you or to become proficient? I'm still learning. I am still learning. I have been learning for years. And like I said, it's a language. Languages evolve.
Changes.
You know, languages evolve. You know, things keep getting added, just like how words are added to the dictionary, you know, on a yearly basis. You see new signs, new terminology. You keep learning, and then you learn how to express things and express concepts and ideas in so many different ways. So, you know, don't think about, oh, I don't know if I could be whatever. You know, learn to say, hello, how are you? My name is. You know, that makes the world of a difference to a deaf person, because it means that you're taking some interest, you know, in them. So yeah. I want people not to think about, oh, this might be difficult, or I'm not used to using my hands, which is understandable. But come, sign up for the course, do it. I promise there'll be no regret.
And you know, Bonnie and Maria, I remember 5 years ago, I visited Trinidad. I attended a conference in Trinidad, and I was so pleasantly surprised to see some hearing impaired persons signing and performing the duties as interpreters. And that I was so overwhelmed by that, because I thought that was such a positive step forward.
Yes, I think that we are right now at a good place where the world is talking inclusion. The world is talking accessibility. So it's not it is the norm now. You know, people expect certain things now. So I think we're in a good place where we can, again, come out as leaders in the community, leaders within the region, by participating in programs like this that, you know, that NTI would have, and participating in this sign language course. I have to say, it's a beginner's course. So we start at the very basics. We start from the bottom and work our way up. So I think that this could be the beginning of change for us, literally transformation for us in Barbados. So this is something I believe that could even propel us into different things. So I would really encourage persons to really take advantage of it, and it's free. I don't think I have to say anything else about that. We like free. So, Maria. You know, we like free. So, you know, we like free and be free to sign up. So,
right.
Maria?
I would really like that.
Okay. Can you sign Maria?
No, just basic, just hello, good morning.
Okay.
Just.
And that's right.
I would encourage Maria to take the beginner's sign language program.
Of course.
Much of these courses I've called out before, I have made sure I made a personal effort to do, so that when I come and speak about these courses, I can tell you I did them, and not just, oh, this is on the NTA site, and I've never even seen what the course looks like. So I've made sure I made a promise to be a personal example. And I've also been encouraging persons with disabilities to go online and sign up.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, is there a way, Maria, that you're tracking the participants for these courses to know what percentage are persons with disabilities?
No, to that extent, no, because the course does not define if you have a disability. So when you go on to do the course, it's a flat playing field, level playing field.
So there's nowhere on the course which tells you to state that you have a disability. So they, of course, the team will be able to assess how many persons go on a day and stuff. But in terms of, you know, stating that you have a disability in this area, no. So
okay.
I've been speaking to our members in the community and asking them to go on. Saying I've been posting the, I've posted the website many times in our different chats to encourage persons to go on and see that there's no discrimination when you go on. Even when you log on, and I'll repeat the course, the site again, www.nti.org.db. And, you know, we are accustomed to barriers in Udaly. You know we are accustomed to barriers. But
correct.
When you go on, you can see there's the accessibility tools. So even for persons, one person went on who has decreased vision, and she said to me, well, she was able to increase the text. And so you can increase and you can decrease the text, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of you might have, most persons might have who are blind might have the reader, the screen reader on
the
their
screen
phone.
Reader.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So for that will make life easier. The deaf, as Bonnie said before, they're tech savvy, so they can go on. And the courses are there. They're very simple. I've spoken to persons with dyslexia. And he was able to complete the course. And as soon as he finished, he called me so excited. Oh, Maria, I got through. Because I had volunteered to help read the different content for him if he ran into trouble. So I was on call. But then I got the call telling me he had gotten through. He said it was not as difficult. He was fearing going in. And, you know, all this writing and reading and stuff. But he said the one that he chose, which was the core skills, he was able to navigate it very, very good.
Well, I'm really pleased to learn that you have the citizenship course, because I think that is so essential as well to the development of our country, our citizenry.
Definitely.
You know, so I'm really pleased to learn about that. Now, Maria, tell us a bit more about your role as a change activist.
Okay, my role as a change activist is to agitate for change, as the word says. And even Bonnie spoke about it before, about bringing change. Now, I always tell people I'm not an artist, because when they hear the word artivist, they think of art. I'm not an artist, but as a person with a disability, I have a story that only I can tell in my way. And at the end of my story, awareness is created, while resulting in change. So my aim as this change activist within the NTI is also to assist in the advancement, advancing inclusion of persons with disabilities in as many areas as possible. We also conduct disability etiquette sessions, and I've done sessions with the Barbados Workers Union through their training sessions with the tourism workers. And I would have dealt with topics such as disability etiquette, you know, what is this? The basic principles, different types of disabilities, because we know they're visible and they're invisible. So when you see that person walk into their car and they look okay, they can have a disability. So they might have the right to park in that disabled parking space. So we can't be too quick to judge because you don't see them using a wheelchair or a cane. We dealt with access and inclusion adjustments. I mean, like if you go off from work and you had an accident and you develop a disability, how can your employers do adjustments to make sure that you're not just sent off medically, you're medically boarded? You know, what can they do within the workplace to make it accessible for you that you can come? What kind of tools can they bring in? We dealt with communication with employees and customers. Collective bargaining and legislation, of course, discrimination. I would have brought topics like, why is social dialogue important? Then, of course, barriers to accessibility. We know the barriers. We have transport, infrastructure, equipment, and, of course, communication. Again, it comes up all the time. My last session would have been with the Ministry of Education, where I conducted a session for the school monitors, who were placed at the special needs unit So that's just a little bit of what I have been busy doing under my role as the change artist within NTI.
That is excellent, because we do need this level of work, not just at NTI, but throughout the country in the various educational facilities that provide training and development. It is really essential, because then it helps to level the playing field and really embrace the concept of inclusion.
Definitely.
Well, Bonnie, in terms of sign language, I want to explore with you the how can we use sign language for individuals who may be blind and deaf as well? What type of sign language could be used? Because we do have a small population of persons who are blind and deaf.
Deaf and blind. I am not sure, because I met someone who's deaf and blind many, many years ago. I did not even know about them. I do not even know right now what our deafblind population is like, but it has to be very, very small. I'm also not sure what their skill level is as far as signing is concerned, because I have met deaf people here who we call have MLS, minimal language skills, and some of them have only been at their house and they have only learned home signs. So it's a major challenge trying to communicate with them, because for whatever reason, they've not been exposed to a formal language, whether English or sign language. So it's very hard to communicate with them. So as far as the deafblind community, I'm not sure what the numbers are like. I am not aware of how many actually come out, so we will know who they are. I know that members of the deaf community have been trying to gather some numbers and information as far as the deaf population and deafblind population, but they're not having much success with the deafblind population. So that's one area where I really cannot speak on, because we don't know. We don't have much information.
Okay.
I don't know if you have any information at all.
Not really. In terms of you talk about the minimum language skills.
Minimal language skills.
Right. How do you perceive working to improve this amongst that population?
That's another difficult one. We will have to find out where they are. That's the first thing. I have met two persons with minimal language skills, and they are older deaf people.
Mm-hmm.
So they are like in their 60s. And really, I've interacted with them. Right now, their aim is just to have a very quiet life. They do what they have to do to survive, and they're comfortable. They're happy with that. I can't force anyone any differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, they're the older, that's in the older population. And the only reason I find out about these persons is if I'm talking with an adult deaf community member. And when I say, I mean adult, like over 50, over 60. And they will say, oh, this person who lives there. And they would introduce me to them. And, you know, they're very, very basic. I mean, very, very basic.
Well, Bonnie, that is an area that we need to pursue and see how best we can give support to the deaf in our community. And Maria, I would want to ask you, as we get ready to wrap up, what would be some of the projections that NTI has for further inclusion of the disabled community?
Well, of course, as I said, we're still pretty young, and therefore we still have our ideas. We're trying to bring them out as much as we can. Now, when you go on the website, you will see that there are even some series that would teach you different ways of doing things a little better. And these things are having better attitudes. And this is in a comical comedy True Self Bavel. We have different series, and therefore we want to include persons. Our aim is to include persons with disabilities eventually on the website. However, you know, everything is kind of, we're trying to bring everything on a stream. Everything can't be
right
one time. But of course, we'll be included. We'll be making sure and doing having talks with persons with disabilities who have, you know, conquered and who have gotten over challenges, and let their stories be heard and seen. That is one thing we will include. But I guess it's coming and it might not be as quick as we would like, but it is coming.
Well, as you said, the NTI, the National Transformation Initiative, is young, and we are expecting great things as we seek to transform Barbados into a highly developed and supportive environment for all citizens as we build a society for all. So I want to say thank you very much, Maria Holder-Small, change activist with the National Transformation Initiative, and Bonnie Leonce, the facilitator of a new beginner's sign language course with the NTI. Thank you, ladies, for sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You have been listening to Visions. Remember, you can reach out to me by calling me on 1-246-269-9660 or on 1-246-430-7300 at Starcom. You can leave a message, and you can listen to this and past episodes by going to the VOB929.com website, looking for the podcast link. Scroll until you find Visions, and there you will find this and past episodes. And of course, I want to say thank you for all your compliments, all your ideas for topics to be discussed, and even names of individuals to be interviewed. Thank you very much. So continue to listen and stay safe. So until next week, be good.